Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Fall 2019 Newsletter. Summer with the MISD students. In July, students from the Macomb Intermediate School District, MISD, had the opportunity to volunteer at the library to gain new job skills as part of the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons, BSBP, Summer Work Experience Program. Over a course of 2 days, students with visual impairment performed light housekeeping duties, including dusting shelves, cleaning whiteboards, and wiping down tables. We were thrilled that the library took part in the Summer Work Experience Program, giving students the opportunity to learn new job skills, build self-confidence, and become part of the community. Also in July, the Macomb Library for the Blind hosted a game day program for MISD students. Students came to the library to play with a collection of oversized games, including bowling, Uno, goldfish, and Jenga. Laughter filled the auditorium as students and their teacher consultants tried out different games. Near the end of the program, we were treated to an impromptu piano recital as one of the students, who is a self-taught piano player, played several of his own pieces on the library's grand piano. Book discussion group. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a book discussion group once a month by phone. The library chooses the title to read and distributes the audiobook weeks prior to the discussion date. If you would like to join in on our fun and informal discussion, please call the library at 586-286-1580 for more details. Contact us. Our phone number direct, 586-286-1580, toll free, 855-203-5274. Our email address, mlbph@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. MLBPH staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Please leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. NLS Northern Midlands Conference 2019 with Barb. On April 8th through the 10th, I had an opportunity to attend the 2019 National Library Services for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, Northern Midlands Conference in New York City. Librarians from the Midwest and Northern states gathered for 3 days inside the historic New York Public Library to listen, share, and discuss topics impacting libraries serving patrons with visual, physical, and reading disabilities. The conference was filled with presentations, think tank sessions, and hands-on demonstrations that centered on the theme of accessibility, the importance of increasing access to audio and braille collections, online resources, and library programs and services was widely discussed. The conference began with a presentation on designing effective assistive technology classes for Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, LBPH, patrons. Presenters shared tips and techniques on how to successfully design and teach library patrons with disabilities how to computer code, design websites, and to create tactile graphics. According to the presenters, librarians need to recognize their patrons' abilities, not just their disabilities, when designing technology classes. The presenters emphasize that support from patrons' family, friends, and caregivers are key ingredients to a successful class. Most importantly, librarians need to create a welcoming space where everyone feels a sense of belonging and self-worth. In between presentations, think tank sessions were offered to allow librarians to discuss topics in smaller groups. The think tank sessions that I attended were on diverse and underserved populations and summer reading program. In the diverse and underserved population session, we focused our discussion on the invisible and visible disabilities segment of the population. Invisible disability is someone who has a disability that is hidden and often overlooked by librarians. Examples of hidden disabilities include mental disabilities, learning disabilities, and chronic illnesses. One way that librarians can accommodate the invisible population is by building a library collection that reflects the underrepresented population in their community. The second think tank session that I attended was how to increase summer reading program participation. Here at MLBPH, we are always looking for different ideas, themes, and strategies to increase patron participation in our summer reading program. In this session, librarians shared their experiences, both good and bad, in developing summer reading programs. Some of the suggestions included offering a restriction-free summer reading program, which doesn't require registration or an age limit. Another way to increase participation is encouraging patrons' family members to participate in the program. Patrons who have grandchildren can select children or young adult books that they can read with their grandchildren. And for the younger patrons, they can select books that they can read alongside their siblings or friends. On the technology front, NLS is currently working on developing a voice user interface concept that will allow library users to request and receive audiobooks in real time. Since a majority of our patrons are visually impaired or physically disabled, using a phone or computer to order, download, and listen to audiobooks can sometimes be cumbersome. A voice user interface feature is built into a smart device similar to Amazon's Echo, which gives patrons the ability to use their voice to request books in real time, meaning that audiobooks can be ordered and delivered to their smart device within a matter of minutes. Stay tuned for future updates from NLS for the latest developments of the voice user interface system. Sharon's Corner. Well, we've done it again. Barb Shipman and I have recorded yet another podcast. Listen to it here at https://cmpl.org/MLBPH. The podcast covered the topic of the different types of transportation and the pros and cons of each. We presented information about asking for rides from our friends and family, scheduling rides with the SEMTA connector, municipal shuttles, and ride share. We talked about safety and scheduling topics and some idea of the cost of each option. Our next podcast will cover the topic of travel and taking trips alone and with others. On another note, I will be retiring after 14 years of work with the library to do whatever I want, whenever I want. I will, of course, continue to be a patron. It has been a joy to work with the library staff here. Anne is always receptive to my ideas for new projects. Barb has been a great conference and reference buddy when I needed more information about anything, including where to find tactile astronomy maps. Kathy is always willing to untangle my cassettes without cases and my cases without cassettes. These ladies really know what they are doing. I've learned much about adaptive technology over the years, and I am amazed at the independence it brings. The book clubs, conference calls, and Vision Network meetings have also been interesting. I want to thank all of you for making my job so enjoyable. Reader recommendations. Nancy Paul recommends What the Eyes Don't See by Mona Hanna Atisha. In 2014, when the state of Michigan shifted the source of its water supply to the Flint River, citizens began complaining about the water quality. After initially believing state officials, the author, a pediatrician, soon realized that she needed undeniable proof to stop the lead poisoning. She details this fight of her life. Nancy says there is a lot more information in the book than on the news, and it reads like a novel. DB92227. The book? What the Eyes Don't See. If you are looking for political thrillers that are fast-moving and extremely entertaining, Nancy recommends Political Adventures by Ben Coase. Start with Power Down. A hydroelectric dam explodes and an offshore oil field is destroyed, killing legions. Among the survivors lies a mysterious oil platform worker and America's best hope for retribution. Former Army Ranger and Delta Dewey Andreas is dead set on following the terrorist trail. Strong language and some violence. DB 81246. The book, Power Down. Gene Wheeler recommends Answer as a Man by Taylor Caldwell. Set at the turn of the century in a small Pennsylvania town, this powerful moral saga traces the life of Jason Garrity, the stalwart son of Irish immigrants. Surviving his poverty-stricken childhood, he attains wealth and marries a snobbish young woman whom he thinks he loves. Later, Justin learns through a personal struggle against corruption the true meaning of justice and love. Some strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Gene says that although the time period in the book is at the turn of the century, the storyline can apply to today. It relates to our times. DB 15815, the book, Answer as a Man. Rita Taylor says, if you are looking for an informative and very interesting novel series that is historically correct, try the Liberty Bell series by Gilbert Morris. Start with Sound of the Trumpet. When British Daniel and Lena Bradford lose their mother, going to a workhouse seems their only option. Fortunately, they are hired by Lord Rochester to work as indentured servants for 5 years, and life is good. Then, young Leo Rochester makes passes at Lena, and Daniel fights with him and must leave. Both Daniel and Lena will endure many hardships before they are reunited in America. Some violence. Rita mentions the history in this series is phenomenal. DB 422 97. The book, Sound of the Trumpet. Ida Varani recommends Sommerfeld Trilogy by Kim V. Sawyer. In Bygones, Mary Quinn returns to Sommerfeld, Kansas after 20 years, unsure of the reception she will get from her Mennonite family who rejected her. In Beginnings, Marie's daughter Beth has two suitors from different backgrounds. In Blessings, Trina wants to become a veterinarian despite her faith's opposition. Ida notes that this is a very interesting story that really held her attention. It was well written, seemed true to life. Beth was a very typical daughter, Marie a very devoted mother. Ida gives it a 10. DB 76654. The book, Sommerfeld Trilogy. Lawrence Robbins recommends On the Road with Charles Kuralt by Charles Kuralt, a collection of television interviews by the popular CBS reporter who roamed the United States searching for unusual stories. In his well-known folksy style, Kuralt presents portraits of the just plain folks he finds along back roads and in small towns. Lawrence says there are over 90 stories. Highlights include Kuralt speaking with the people who built the Golden Gate Bridge, to interesting background facts of people like Henry Ford and how he started with an interest in machines. All good human interest stories. DB 22968. The book, On the Road with Charles Kuralt. Lawrence also recommends Fred Meyer, Stories of His Life by Bill Smith. This biography of Michigan businessman Frederick Meyer, founder of the Meyer Stores and leader in the retail industry, was really interesting, according to Lawrence. It discusses Meyer's life from his beginning in the Netherlands. He was very eccentric compared to other businessmen at the time. DBC 11220. The book, Fred Meyer, Stories of His Life. Melissa Hurley says, for those who love sweeping sagas, try Roses and Somerset by Layla Meacham. Melissa notes you will need to read Roses first in order to understand the story in Somerset. In 1916 Texas, 16-year-old Mary Tolliver's late father leaves her the family's cotton plantation, bypassing his wife and son. Although in love with timber magnate Percy Warwick, Mary puts her land first and foregoes a relationship. Decades later, Mary helps spare her great-niece the same fate. Some strong language. Melissa describes this story as a cross between Gone with the Wind and The Thornbirds. She could not stop turning the pages. DB 70654, the book Roses. The follow-up for Somerset, the number is DB 78139. Another book Melissa recommends is The Bookshop of Yesterdays by Amy Meyerson. After she unexpectedly inherits a bookstore from her eccentric Uncle Billy, Miranda Brooks sets about trying to understand the roots of Billy's long estrangement from her mother. Just like when she was a child, Billy left her a scavenger hunt, this time through his own past. Melissa says this is a light-hearted, partial riddle, mystery, family drama based around a bookstore. It will bring you back in time about going into the library or bookstore of long ago. DB 92132. The Bookshop of Yesterdays. Shirley Coutinho highly recommends Friday Nights by Joanna Trollope. Six British women who have been meeting regularly on Friday nights over the years have formed complex friendships. The group's dynamics change when single mom Paula begins dating Jackson, who becomes part of all of their lives in different ways. Shirley says this story got her so involved it was spellbinding. A great book. DB 68091. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, and an end-of-season banquet. The league is sponsored by 8 different Lions clubs. Sighted persons are also invited to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get information, please call Deval at 313-806-3878 or Frank at 586-465-6694. Vision Network Group by phone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped would like to extend an invitation to you to join us by phone. Our Vision Network group meets by phone on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. There is no need to register. On the third Monday of the month, just before or at 10 a.m., call the following phone number, 712-770-4700. And when prompted, enter code 46512. I'm sorry, code 46512. Again, that was code 465124. You will be placed in a conference call with other patrons of our library and our moderator, Sharon. The group discusses topics of interest to people with low vision and those who are blind. You will be able to share issues and solutions with other patrons who have had similar experiences. You do not need to attend each meeting, nor do you have to stay on the phone for the entire meeting. You can simply hang up whenever you would like to exit the call. For more information on this group, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. A peek inside your library. Many patrons may not know how their audiobooks are chosen for mailing. The system is automated via computer. Every night, a computer program runs in our Lansing Regional Library that finds patrons whose books have been checked into the library that day and notes that these patrons are due books to go out the next day. The computer looks at the patron's profile to see the authors and subject categories the specific patron likes and randomly pulls audiobooks based on the profile. These audiobooks are mailed the following day. As a patron, you would have filled out your favorite authors and subject categories on your application form when you first applied for our library service. This is what builds your reading profile. Since the computer pulls books randomly from your profile, it may pull a book from a series, and generally it will not pull the first book in the series. That is why there are times when you get book 5 of a series you have never heard of and wonder what happened to books 1-4. Also, some subject categories are very broad, the broadest one being the bestseller category. That prompts the computer to pull books from the bestseller list. However, patrons will need to know the list contains all book genres. You may not care to read a science fiction book. However, if you have bestseller as your subject category and the book was on the bestseller list, then you may receive that type of book. Sometimes the computer may pull the same author's books for you in a row. Again, it has to do with the randomness of the program, as it is not sophisticated enough to prevent these actions from happening. So, how do you tame all this randomness from the computer? Give us a call at 586-286-1580 and we will help you out. Provide us with the details of your situation and the title of the book that spurred you to call. We can look into your record to fix the issue and provide a better selection of books for you. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-A1. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee has been collecting used assistive technology that we can offer to you at no charge through our recycle program. We have a variety of magnifiers, small tape recorders, CD book players, a barcode scanner, and other items for daily tasks. And if we don't have what you need, we can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application, or if you wish to donate an item, call or email Kathy McAdam, mcmcadam, @gmail.com, or phone number 313-563-1412. Technology assistance. For patrons with visual impairments interested in learning how to use a computer, free tutoring is available on Windows-based computers using the screen reader NVDA, JAWS, or the magnification software ZoomText. Tutoring is also available for iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touch. You can learn how to use your device with its own built-in feature that talks to you. Some of your questions may be answered over the phone, but tutoring is also available in person at the library. Please call 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. The library is located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. This concludes our Fall 2019 newsletter. Please remember to return this cartridge so that we may reuse it for our next newsletter. Thank you.